Chavrut, it's schus to be together. Emes is every time I have the schus to be in Eretz Yisrael, I'm always hoping never to come back here. So it was a little bit bitter. It's always bittersweet. Sweet is being with the Mishpacha and being with Heilige Talmidim, but Mashiach didn't come, so I had to get back this morning, Baruch Hashem, on a Thursday to be together, to learn Torah together. And Baruch Hashem, I had this list to sit and prepare for Purim in Eretz Yisrael the last few days. It was really super, very special, incredible. And I was going back and forth which Torah to share tonight. There was a Torah that I was working on already prior to going to Eretz Yisrael that I finished off in Eretz Yisrael that initially I thought was going to be for tonight. Very special Torah. I think we're going to save that to Meretz Hashem for a week from tonight. I mean, hopefully we'll come out after the Yira Kadosh, I guess. Bezat Hashem is Baruch. We'll see. You can only plan for Purim and know that the Vinahapachu, the Rabbanu Shalom, will decide. Rabbas Machshavas Blazes Vashas Hashem Yisakum. But I decided instead to share a Torah from the Heilige Shvili Pinchas that I had the schus to learn in Eretz Yisrael. I happened to have had the chance to spend very special time with the Shvili Pinchas this week. I was together with him. It was mamish incredible. It's always incredible being together with him. He's mamish Main Olam Haba. And I felt after being with him, I have to share his Torah. And a particular piece that I learned 2 days ago, no, yesterday, the days are all mixed up a little bit right now for me, yesterday morning, on the rooftop of Shuvuban and Mamish, staring down on Har Habayis, this Torah is what I had the schus to learn, and I want to give it over to you. Now I want to tell the Chevra that it's a deep Torah. It's a Torah with Shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and a little more Kabbalistic in certain ways. But at Mamish, we're preparing for Purim. And preparing for the Heilige Yontov of Purim, we have to share deep Torahs. But also, we'll, Bezat Hashem, we'll bring it somewhat down to earth, I hope. Bezat Hashem is Baruch. So Megillas Esther, we know there's a whole episode where Esther is sending messages and back and forth from Esther to Mordechai, Mordechai to Esther through Hasach. Hasach. Now who's Hasach? Who's the shliach of Esther HaMalka? Who's Hasach? Who was he? Who learned the Gemara Megillah? You guys know who Hasach was? Who was Hasach? Daniel. Hasach was Daniel. It's a Gemara Megillah Daf Tes Vav and Aleph. And explains why he's called Hasach for various reasons. Perhaps because all the king's words were Nechtachin al Dvarov. He has this name, Asach, he's Daniel. We want to understand tonight, B'derech Avoid, in a deeper way, why he was called Asach if he was Daniel. So the Arizal explains, in Parsha Shemos, when Moshe Rabbeinu kills the Mitzri, we all know the famous episode, Moshe Rabbeinu, he goes, in Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Aleph, the Moshe Rabbeinu sees this Mitzri that hit a Jew, and he was so pained, he kills the Mitzri. He kills the Mitzri. How did he kill the Mitzri? So we all assume, seemingly, physically, he killed the Mitzri. The Arizal says he killed the Mitzri using shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that killed the Mitzri. There's a shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and again, this is where it might be a little bit deep for some of us, for myself for sure. There's a name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Oisios. We know there are many names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're familiar with Yud Kei Vav Kei, we're familiar with Elokim, we're familiar with Kel, Shakai, Makom. There's a name of, but there are many other names, Kabbalistic names of the Eibishter. There's a name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tuf, with the letters Tuf, Chaf, Hei. Tav Chaf Hei. And the Rizal explains that if you know how to use that name properly, that name could save you from any Adam Ra, any bad person that you're connected to. Mamish, even till today, if we knew how to use that name properly, it would save you from any bad person trying to hurt you in any way. And Moshe Rabbeinu used that name and killed the Mitzri. This name Tav Chaf Hei. And we see, by the way, the very next pasuk, right after he kills the Mitzri, he went out the next day. He saw two Jews that were fighting. Who were these two Jews? Dasan and Aviram. Vayomer l'rasha lama sakareacha. He says to this bad guy, why are you hitting your friend? Lama sakareacha. Rabbi sakareacha. Vayomer mi samcha lish tsar v'shofet aleinu. They said, who put you as the officer on top of us? They say back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Halarekenu ato omer kasharakta samitri. Are you going to kill us like you killed the Mitzri? What was he saying? Lama sakareacha. Sake? Tof chav hei. These letters. Those were the remez in the pasuk. You see that Moshe Rabbeinu used these letters, the letters Tav Kaf Hei, Chaf Hei, to kill this Mitzri. Oh. Rav Yonis and Eibshitz explains that Mordechai was a Gilgal of Moshe Rabbeinu. Mordechai was a Gilgal of Moshe Rabbeinu. Where do we see a Beferish, not Beferish, it's a Beferish, but we see the remez del Davar in the Medrash already. The Medrash says, Ish Yehudi haya b'shushan habira. Ish melamed shayim Mordechai shakal b'doro k'moshe b'doro. Mordechai was in his generation like Moshe in his generation, as it says, v'ish Moshe on above. It calls Moshe Ish Moshe, and it calls Mordechai Ish Yehudi. So Ish Yehudi, Ish Moshe, Mordechai is like Moshe, the Medrash already says. So he was a Gilgal of Moshe Rabbeinu. Ish Yehudi is Gematria 346, which is Moshe with the Koilel. So Ish Yehudi, who was Mordechai, is Gematria Moshe. He was a Gilgal of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rabbeinu said, Eibshitz goes on, how Haman was a Gilgal of the Mitzri. And happens to be Esther was a Gilgal of Bas Yabas Paro. In the Megillah already, in the Masechta's Megillah, it says that when Achashverosh stuck out his Sharbit Azov, he was able to stick it, he stuck it out, and it went how far? 60 Amos. And it says in the Megillah, in the Masechta Megillah, that's just like the 60 Amos, the Bas Yabas Paro stuck her hand out when she went to reach for Moshe. We know her hand grew 60 Amos, so we see a Remez L'Dover again over here. But ultimately, again, let's get back to what we're saying. So Mordechai is Gilgal of Moshe Rabbeinu. Mordechai is a Gilgal of Moshe Rabbeinu. In fact, as well, and Esther is a Gilgal of Basya, and Haman is a Gilgal of Mitzri. By the way, the Rabbeinu Bachaye says, it says by Basya Bas Paro pulled in Moshe, the remez that her harm went 60 amos. It says Min Hamayim Mishisihu, right, which is the name Moshe Rabbeinu. Min Hamayim Mishisihu. It could have says Mimayim Mishisihu. There's a nun that's extra, and min ha-mayim mishisiyu, so there's a hey, that the first hey of ha-mayim, it could have said min mayim mishisiyu, mi-mayim mishisiyu. It could have said mi-mayim mishisiyu, the same thing, min ha-mayim mishisiyu. So there's an extra nun, there's an extra hey of ha-mayim, and mishisiyu is spelled with a hey at the end, it's unnecessary. There's two hays extra and a nun extra. Nun plus two hays is 60. So we see min ha-mayim mishisiyu with the six, the remnants of the 60 amos. So let's put this all together, listen closely. So we see now what? That Moshe Rabbeinu, in order to kill the Mitzri, used the name Tav Chav Hei. And again, I know this is very deep Torah, but we're going to explain, we're going to bring it down and understand this, if you follow. Tav Chav Hei. Moshe Rabbeinu used that to kill the Mitzri. Mordechai Atzadik is a Gilgal of Moshe Rabbeinu. Mordechai and Esther here are trying to defeat Haman, who's a Gilgal of the Mitzri. So Esther Amalka sends Hasach, calls Daniel Hasach to Mordechai. What's Hasach? The same osios, Tav Chav Hei. Tav Chav Hei. What Esther Amalka saying to Mordechai, just like your Gilgal of Moshe, just like Moshe used that name, obviously, a Pikabol in a very deep way, to destroy, to kill the Mitzri, has to go use Tav Chav Hei to destroy Haman. Go use Tav Chav Hei to destroy Haman. Tav Chav Hei, by the way, is Tav Koichos Hatuma. Tav Koichos Hatuma. Tav is 400, Koichos of Tuma. 400 is known as like the worst, the farthest away from anything Kadosh. We've spoke about this once before, some of the Chevra might remember, that we know the whole world was created through the Oisios of the Torah, through the Aleph base. The letter Aleph is the first letter, it's most connected to the Eibishter. The letter Aleph is most connected to Hashem. So that's the most Kaddish letter. And as the letters go on, they're more and more disconnected from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Tav is the farthest with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tav is Gematria 400. So Tav, Koichis HaTumma is the farthest from the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's why Ace of HaRasha, which we'll get back to, brought with him 400 men. He's also trying to tap into that Tumma. We know that Haman HaRasha counted out 10,000 Kikar Kesef. Kikar Kesef Gematria is exactly 400. They're trying to bring the Tumma into the world, which we're trying with this name Tav Chav Hei to defeat that Tumma. By the way, that's why also the Pasuk in the Megillah, listen to this, it's bringing things together. The Imperik Dalet, Pasuk Dalet, Esther Hamalka, Esther Hamalka, Batishlach Begadim La'albishas Mordechai, she sends clothing to put on to Mordechai, La'asir Sako Me'alav, to remove his sackcloth, Sako, V'lo Kibel, he didn't accept. Right, she wanted him to put on nice clothing to come into the kingdom, to come into the palace. He wouldn't accept that. He wanted to keep his sock on. Shin Kuf, Gematria, 400. He wanted the koyach of this 400 to defeat the 400 of Tuma. But ultimately, Esther Malka is sending him this tough Chav Hei to defeat Haman. By the way, just before we understand this in depth, we see this by Yaakov Avinu as well. Yaakov Avinu had to defeat Esav. Yaakov Avinu had to defeat Esav, and Esav again was this terrible koyach atuma. So what do we see when he's in Parshas Vayishlach? It's fine to read it inside Chevra. So he's getting ready, prepared to meet up with Esav. We all know he prepares in all different ways, in davening, in presence. And the Pasuk says, when he's sending the different people to Esav, Etzav Gamas Hashemi Gamas Shini Perik Lam Beis Pazuchaf Gamas Kol Chamachri Adarim Lemor. What's he saying? Kadover Azet Tadabruna Esav. Kadover Azet Tadabruna Esav. Like this word, you should speak to Esav B'motzas Chamaso when you find him. Like this, such a strange way of saying Kadover Azet Tadabruna Esav. Just say Kosomar Esav. Kadover Azet Tadabruna Esav. Kadover Azet Tadabruna Rashi Tevos. Chaf hey tof. Chaf tof hey, this letter. This oisius of that shame. Meaning what again? Tof chaf hey. These letters. Kedavar hazeh to Dabrun. That Yaakov Avinu is saying, this is how we're going to defeat Esav. Esav HaRasha with that same name. With that same name. Okay, everyone's amazing, mamish, amazing Torahs, but we're all thinking, okay, what does this really mean? What does this really mean? What's going on here? Very deep. Let's try to understand on our level. Let's try to connect what we're saying. What is this name, Shkoyach? Any of us going to know how to use this name to be a man? We're in a fight with someone who's a Russia, who's not a Dumas Oilam, whatever it might be. We're going to say, Tov Chafei, and they're going to disappear. Okay, Vad, it's always important to learn Torah. But Lamaisa or Lamachshava, what does this mean for each and every one of us here? But one more step before we get there. Before we explain, one more step, incredible. One more step. The Gemara in Brachos, very famous Gemara. You've all learned this Gemara before. You've heard this Gemara before. But in a new light. In a new light. Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, we know there's a gzeira that anyone who taught Torah and learning Torah is going to be killed. And he goes and publicly is learning Torah. Publicly he's teaching Torah. And what? And they come and they capture him and they're ready to kill him. B'shoshotziyus Rabbi Kiva Lariga. At the time that they took him out to be killed, you all know this is Brachos Tamach Aleph and Mebeis. Zman Kriyashma Haya. It was a time to say Kriyashma. V'yasorkin et Besaro. It's so hard to read. Sorkin et Besaro. B'mesrakos Shal Barzel. They were combing his skin with combs of metal. And he was makabel of Shemayim, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And we know what happened. He went and Yatzas and Nishmaso Be'achad. He ended up just that pasuk, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem, and he lengthened Echad. Amr lo Tamidav, and he left this world. Amr lo Tamidav, Rabbeinu, Ad Kan? Adkan, very strange lashon if you ever thought about it. Adkan! Adkan! So what does that mean, Adkan? It could be, there are different ways to understand that. Pasha pshat, even at this moment, you're being makabal mach shemayim. Even at this moment, as you're being killed, Adkan! You're going to be thinking about Hashem, Adkan, shemayim, so Hashem, okay, Hashem, echad. Put one possibility. Could be Adkan, they were saying that you went out of your way to teach Torah publicly. We're supposed to even give up our life in such a way. Adkan. But the lush of Adkan until here, what are they saying? And he answers, Amalam kol yumayis mishtar, apazik zeh b'chol nachcha, afil anotos mishmascha, amarti masai yava liyadi v'kimenu, v'achshu jubal liyadi lo akimenu, hayamarich be'echad at yasa nishmasa. Like I said, he lengthened that. God, Adkan? Yeah, Adkan. My whole life I wanted to give up. My whole life, I was worried, am I going to give up my life b'chol nafshecha, b'moser nefesh, for the Ribbono Shel Olam? By the way, just something on the side before we get to darshan this Gemara, Mamash incredible. You know the Gemara Tzadik, right? We're going to see. For the Kiva. At the Schus yesterday when I was leaving the Kaisel Ma'aravi for the last time of this trip, the Schus Tav Mincha Ma'arav by the Kaisel. Then I was going to, I was in there Tzol for Chasna, a very beautiful Chasna, very special Talmud, Shmuley Bracher. That was Tuesday night. And then last night, they were making Sheva Brachos by Kever Rachel. After Kever Rachel, there's a yeshiva there in a small little like hall that they're very connected to. They made Sheva Brachos there. It was incredible. So I was leaving the old city to get to the Sheva Brachos. From the Sheva Brachos, I went straight to my flight. Left pretty late. I was a little nervous that maybe I would miss the flight. Maybe I was trying to miss the flight. Okay, whatever it was. But I ended up making the flight. L'mais is when I went down to the Kaisel for that last like hour just to daven, the same daven Mincha Ma'ariv, not daven, to go talk to Hashem, to meet with Hashem. You know, the first day I was in Eretz Yisrael, I was walking to Shachris and I bumped into Uri Kari. Chaver from Nativ knows Uri Kari. He's the executive director of Nativ Aryeh. And I was going to daven. He says, where are you going? I said, I'm going to daven. He says, you're not going to daven, you're going to meet with Hashem. He says, you can't say you're going to daven. We say we're going to daven. Then people think they're just going to read Hebrew words. You're going to meet with Hashem. You have a meeting with Hashem. If you realize, if you had a meeting with someone very chashuv, you're going to prepare for it, you're going to make it very serious, every time you daven, you have to say you're meeting with Hashem. This is what it was a big yisod. It's a big chizik. So I went to meet with Hashem this last hour at the Kaisel. There was one Talmud I wanted to meet with to say goodbye to, special at the Kaisel, because he's entering into the army next week. We'll start the Mechina for about a month, and then the army, Yaakov Shol, Jacob Goldsmith. I wanted to speak to him a few minutes, give him bracha by the Kaisel. And he came to meet with me, and it was very special. We spent a few minutes there. And I was thinking about it. Here's a Yid who's going into the army to protect Klal Yisrael. Personally, I have a lot of kavod for everyone of my Talmidim who've gone into the army, for every soldier that's in the army. The Tamamish is tremendous Mesiras Nefesh for Klal Yisrael. And I'm not saying everybody has to go into the army, and there are other beautiful things also to go do for Klal Yisrael, and to sit and learn Torah for Klal Yisrael, and to daven for Klal Yisrael, and it's not everyone's avodah, and some people can do it, some people can't do it. I'm not here push army, not to push army, that's not the discussion. But the chizik from it, here's a Yid, he's willing to be Moser Nefesh for something. He's putting himself at a place of Sakkot, Bez Hashem, he's going to be fine, and Akash Baruch is going to watch over him, and Shemar Baruch will be Kol Ra. But L'maisa, he's putting himself at a place of Sakkot. He's putting himself, and he's being Moser Nefesh for something that's important, for something that's chashuv. He's being Moser Nefesh for Klal Yisrael, for Eretz Yisrael, for his Avos Yisrael. What are we Moser Nefesh for in our lives? So maybe none of us in this room ever served in the army or will serve in the army. But are we Moser Nefesh for something? Are we Moser Nefesh for our tefillos? Are we Moser Nefesh for our davening? Are we Moser Nefesh? If it's important enough, you'll be Moser Nefesh for it. If something's really meaningful in this world, for the people in our lives, are we Moser Nefesh? For our family members? Are we Moser Nefesh? What are we Moser Nefesh for? There are plenty of people in the world that are Moser Nefesh like crazy for money. For money, people are Moser Nefesh for. Wake up very, very early, stay in very, very late in the job, be Moser Nefesh. Are we Moser Nefesh for things that are important to us? So it's a big chizik to me, watching this Talmud go off into the army, Moser Nefesh, to sacrifice for something important, for something meaningful. We have to sacrifice for that which should be meaningful to us. Whatever that is in our lives. Our Torah, our Chesed, our Tefillah. So Rabbi Akiva is saying, my whole life, I was waiting for Moshe Nezer for an Avshecha. Ad Khan. Ad Khan. That was his answer to his Talmidim. But listen to what the Hilig Shlili Pinchas brought down. I don't remember if this one was his own or he said it for someone. That was tremendous. You know what Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim were saying? Ad Khan. Listen to this, it's unbelievable. Listen to Pshat. Because those words, Ad Khan, until here, what are you talking about? Why those words, Ad Khan? Like, make more, a little more clear what you're asking here. Rabbi Akiva, we know, said, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's where he stopped. He stopped at Echad. Mekabel Mach Shemayim Zeu. And Echad, he just lengthened until Yatzah Nishmaso. At that point, the Talmid said, Ad Khan, meaning what? You're only going to go up to there? Why not continue? V'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha. Continue. Not just Ad Khan, Rabbi Akiva, keep on going. Why keep on going? Es Hashem Elokecha, Soifei Tevos, Tav Chav Hei. The Soifei Tevos, S is Tav, Yud Kei Vav Kei ends in a Hei, Elokecha ends in a Chav. Our Oisius Tav Chav Hei. It's Talmidim, we're saying to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, you're tzaddik yisod oylem, Rabbi Akiva. We know Mamish the Torah could have been brought down by Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, you know how to use it. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu killed Dmitri, Tav Chav Hei. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu killed Dmitri, Tav Chav Hei. Just like Master saying Mordechai take Tav Chav Hei to destroy Haman. Rabbi Akiva, continue. Es Hashem Elokecha, Ad Khan, you're not going to use the name and get rid of your Oivim here and save yourself? Ad Khan, that's it? You're going to stop? And again, this is Tzadik Yisod Olam, and Rabbi Akiva understood on his level, whatever this means, that his Avodah was to be Moisir Nefesh Al Kedusha Hashem, and not to use Nisim Gluyim in such a way, Al Pi Kabbalah, at that point in his life. And it was time to be Moisir Nefesh and be Mekayim after Hashem Elokecha, B'chol Levavcha, B'chol Nafshecha. And that's what he answered to the Talmidim. But that's Ad Khan. In other words, this name of Hashem, of Tav Chav Hei, could destroy all our Oivim, could destroy all our enemies, could destroy all that are out to get us, could destroy all of Amalek. Parshas Zachar. Destroy all of Amalek. And Moshe Rabbeinu uses it to kill the Mitzri. And Mordechai was being told by Esther to use Hasach Tav Chav Hei to destroy Haman. Rabbi Akiva decided not to, but the Talmidim say, Ad Khan, why not? To save his life. So what does this all mean now? Let's bring it together, Chevra. You ready? Ah, oh, you hear? That was amazing, no? Tremendous. Tiras Hashem to me, Mashiva's Nafesh. I don't know where this Shlili Pinchas comes up with this or finds this. It's like, he's such a tzaddik, so special. So you know what Tav Chav Hei is? You know what Tav Chav Hei is? Tav Chav Hei, Arashi Tevos, Kol Hanishama Tahalal Ka. Kol Chav Hanishama Hei Tahalal Tav Ka. Kol Hanishama Tahalal Ka is Oisiyos Tav Chav Hei. What does that mean? Meaning Tav Chav Hei stands for Kol Hanishama Tahalal. Means, you know how you defeat any negative in one's life? You know how you destroy our enemies? Kol Hanishama Tahalal. When your entire being, your entire neshama, you're fully into Avodas Hashem, you're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kol, but it has to be kol ha-neshama ta'alal. In everything that you do, no one could get to you. No one could hurt you. No one could get in your way. You're going to destroy everybody else. When kol ha-neshama ta'alal, thus is the name Tav Chav Hei, b'derech avodah, what we could understand. Remember, we once spoke here, and that's what happened by Yaakov when he fought with the Sarshal. Yaakov destroys Esav, we say, and beats out Esav with Tav Chav Hei, as we said here. But Sarshal Esav, the angel of Esav, once actually hit Yaakov a little bit. Once hit Yaakov, right? Vayivasu Yaakov la'ala ve'ave kishimo, and he damaged him a little in the Gidon Hashem. How do you have the ability to damage him? So we once said here, because Vayivasu Yaakov levado, told Yaakov Yosef says, the Sforno says, Vayivasu Yaakov levado, Yaakov is alone, vayave kishimo, and then the Sasha Esav fought with him. For a few moments he was alone. What do you mean alone? Not just physically alone. He wasn't even, for whatever, and I can't say this, but the big Tzaddikim said it, that he wasn't connected to Hashem for a few moments, then our Oivim could come and damage us. But if Kol HaNishama Tahalal, if we're mamish, completely serving Hashem, praising Hashem, always, with everything that we have, and that means both Kol Neshama Tal, it means always, and it means with everything, then we can never be hurt by anybody, Begashmi Baruchni, physically or spiritually, in any way. Everything's always going to be good. No matter what. No matter what way we see it. When we're serving Hashem with all that we have, every moment that we have. That's the avodah of Tav Chaf Hei that could defeat all our ayvim. Kol HaNeshama Tahalo. You know, a couple of days ago, Tuesday afternoon, I spoke about this earlier tonight in a different light, but a lot of chizik from this moment. Tuesday afternoon, I had a few hours before I had to leave to the chasana, and I wanted to take some time for myself just to daven and just to learn. So what do I do when I want that, when I'm in Eretz Yisrael, specifically when I'm in the Old City? So I go to Shuvah Banim. I go to the Breslov Yeshiva, the Shuvah Banim in the Muslim quarter. First of all, the rooftop is my favorite place in the world. From the rooftop, Mamish, if you haven't ever been there, then you haven't been to the most special place we could go to until Bias Mashiach. It's the most incredible makom in the world. Yesterday I spent 5 hours there, literally on the roof. From the morning, from 9:30 straight till 2:30. It was a little over 4 hours because I left there about 1:30. I think I got there about 9:30. About 4 hours, davening and learning from the roof. I didn't leave the roof. The roof, Mamish, you're directly opposite Har HaBayis, looking down on Har HaBayis. I'll show you pictures after Chevro has never seen it. If you haven't been there, I'm sorry. I feel bad for you. You have to, honestly, you should probably book a flight for Matzah Shabbos just to go there. It's worth it. I guarantee if you book a flight Matzah Shabbos, you'll get in. There's a late night. I took the Matzah Shabbos flight at 11:50. We took off a little late. You'll probably get, it's supposed to get you in about 5:30-ish. You could go. You got to see it also in the morning. So you got to stay for the morning. You can leave already. You can leave already Monday night and come back. It'll be well worth, by Tuesday morning, be well worth the trip. Well worth, just to be on that makom. You won't be able to leave the makom. It's too special. People, you die. I mean, the Kaisel is an amazing makom tefillah. But your mom is directly opposite Har HaBayis, looking down on Har HaBayis. So that's where I go when I want to daven, when I want to learn. Because nobody there is going to know you. So nobody can bother you. Nobody could. It's mom is you and the Eibishter, and that's it. Whether on the roof or whether I just sit and learn in the base medrash there as well. So that day I was going, and I went into the base medrash to learn before I went to the rooftop. It was right about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I've been there before during this, but I totally forgot about it. So 3 o'clock in the afternoon in Shuvah Banim, they start afternoon seder. But you know how they start afternoon seder? It's not like anywhere else. You know how they start afternoon seder? With a rikud, with a tants. Every day, not just ahadar. Every day they start afternoon seder with a dance. 15 minutes. Not crazy long, 15 minutes. But mamish with a keyboard, with a flute player, sound system. The works, not just like a little. Mamish the works. And dancing around the base medrash. 15 minutes. And then they start seder. And of course I get there, of course I join in. And we're tancing, and I'm looking around the room. And you have all these Yidden, most are brothers of Yidden, but there are a lot of other people that find their ways there somehow. And all different types of Yidden. But everybody's alive. Everybody's besimcha. And b'kol muhusa with their entire being. Kol HaNeshama Talo. You see mamish simcha, and you see, and then mamish straight from it, sitting and steiging. Kol HaNeshama Talo. Mamish, your whole being is into it. Your whole body's into it. It's Avodas Hashem. It's Simchas Achaim. It's everything that I am. When everything that you are is Eibishter, our entire body's into it. Our entire life is into it. So then nobody could hurt you. Then that's the name Tav Chaf Hei can defeat anything negative in the world. That's that shame of Hashem. And again, it's one's whole body, but it's your consistency also in all that we do. It's Kol means all of who you are, and it means all the time. It means there are no breaks. There are no moments in life where there's a break. It's all one. We can't say it now. We can't say it now. I'm just saying the name, but we'll get there. Whoever still makes it by late at some point on Purim night. But we'll say the Torah. We'll say the Torah. You know, we're supposed to reach Bez Hashem is Parach. We're supposed to reach on Purim a state Ad lo yada ben Baruch Mordechai l'rahman. Ad lo yada ben Baruch Mordechai l'rahman. Now, how you get there exactly, we're not going to talk about now. I'm Even Yavin. We're all going to get there somehow, some way. Bez Hashem is Parach. Whether it's like the Mechaber, whether it's like the Nesiv Shalom, Ad lo yada. I'm Even Yavin. You have to look these things up if you don't know what I'm talking about. If you're not holding it, I don't know why you wouldn't be holding on. These are Purim Torahs already. I mean, Ad lo yada. But the bigger question is, forget about the Ad lo yada, which I have so much to talk about. But Ad lo yada ben Baruch Mordechai Lar Haman, what does that mean? Chas v'shalom, God forbid. The Rebbeinu Shalom wants us to say Baruch Haman. The Rebbeinu Shalom wants us to say blessed is Haman. God forbid. Or Mordechai. The Rebbeinu Shalom wants us to say curses Mordechai. Chas v'shalom. Vatanisht. There's a lot of beautiful tires on this, but listen to what I believe. One of the ways to look at it. You know, in life, we know there are certain things, and we've spoken about this a lot at this table, certain things that are kulo, full of kedusha, are our mitzvahs, our learning, our davening, Shabbos Kodesh. Gotta show you mitzvah tans from the Rebbe.
Yeah.
Shabbos, I'm thinking Shabbos. Yeah. Anyway, Shabbos Kodesh. Our kulo toiv is light, is bright, is good, is baruch. And then there are certain areas which are kulo ra, right? There's kulo ra, there's taiva, there's averus, there's shechuzer latala, the lacking of shemir senayim. Tzvi Pinchas has a tremendous line when I was by him the other day. By the way, just you know, we focused often, and we've spoken about it at this table many times, and this is very focused by young men, specifically by all men, on Sheikh Chazer Al-Atala, and not being involved in that terrible Isser of Sheikh Chazer Al-Atala. And we read how the Zohar talks about it, and lo aleinu, none of us should be involved in these terrible Isurim and Taivas that mamish grab hold of us. I mean, you know how many Talmidim I deal with in this issue. So we were talking to Shvila Pinchas about this. I had a few talmidim with him the other day. He said, forget for a moment Sheikh Hazar al-Batal. Not that we should chas v'shalom forget about it, it's important. He said, the bigger issue in Klal Yisrael is how many people's lives, their whole life is Batal. So the Sheikh Hazar al-Batal, what about your chiyus is Batal? That you look in your day and you're not sitting and learning and you're not davening, you're not involved in the Avodah Hashem, and your whole life is just one big waste of time. Your whole life is Batala. Forget about your Chazal Batala. It's tremendous. So anyways, so we have our mitzvahs that's all baruch and good, and we have our averus, which are all bad. And then think for a second, some people, not the people that understand, but some people, you go through their day, let's say, and you go to daven three times a day with a minyan. They say all the brachos. Kovei to matora, learn. But again, they have a serious job, so they wake up early to learn an hour in the morning, learn an hour at night, and baruch Hashem. But if you add all that up, so you have echves, there's 3 hours of your day that is kulo kedusha, and then 12 hours a day, which I'm working, I'm involved with my children, which, again, these are beautiful, important things and responsibilities. But so much of your day is what people think is not baruch and not Aror, it's like just in between. It's just the gray areas of life. The gray areas of life. Right? You have the black areas, which are bad, the white areas, which are good, and you have the gray areas of life. The Avodah on Purim is get to such a level. Ad lo yada bein Baruch Mordechai and Haman. Baruch Mordechai is all the white, all the toiv. Aror Haman is all the bad. Ad lo yada bein, till you don't know there's any bein. Ad lo yada bein, there is no bein. There's nothing in between. Meaning everything should be kedusha in our life. Everything can be elevated to serve Hashem. If there's a moment in our life that I'm not utilizing to get close to Hashem, then I shouldn't be doing it. It doesn't mean we shouldn't work. Of course we have to work. We have to earn a living. But that's because I understand every moment of that. This is so I can support my family. I can send my kids to yeshiva. And I wish if I could, I could be learning this whole time, but I can't. And in your mind, and while you're there, you're an Erlich businessman, and you're pay your mouth, you speak like a mensch, and you don't catch them fall to certain people the way they speak. And you're a kaddish to kiyid in all that you do. So that all is not bane anymore. That's bracha. It's not bane. Adliyah the bane. That's the avoid. And that's a permit. That's a perm's a regular day. It's not a yantav where there's isra malacha. I'm elevating everything in my life to kedusha. That also is kol haneshama tahalal. Means not just my whole being I'm going to serve Hashem with slavas, with excitement. But it means every moment of my life I'm serving Hashem. In everything that I do, I'm serving Hashem. And that's kol haneshama tahalal, which are the oishas, tov chafei, that defeats any all our enemies and destroys Haman and destroys the Mitzri. If you take gematria, Purim plus Chanukah, which are the two Yom Tovim Darabanan that we show tremendous lahaydis lahalal takarish baruchu, Chanukah plus Purim, well everyone knows Purim is 336, plus Chanukah is 425. Chanukah plus Purim is 425, exactly gematria taf chaf hey. Exactly gematria taf chaf hey. This ice, this shame, these letters, oisios, this shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that defeats all the ayvim, all that's bad in the world. Why? Because Chanukah and Purim is this tremendous, tremendous, incredible zman, lahaydis lahalal, to thank Hashem, to show thanks to Hashem. When you're shown thanks because your life has just been saved, by Purim, physically we're going to be destroyed, by Chanukah, spiritually we're being destroyed, which is worse than physically being destroyed. That's why physically we had to fight for it, as Reb Nachum Tzvi, my Rebbe Zatzal, taught us. If you haven't seen him say it over, go on YouTube and watch it. It's incredible just to listen to him say it. But so, Chanukah, we were spiritually going to be destroyed. Purim, we were physically going to be destroyed. So comes these two Yom Tovim to thank Hashem. You're going to thank Hashem blah and say, thank you Hashem for saving my life. No, you're going to put your whole essence into it. Your whole being into it. L'chaydus al-halal is full of energy, full of eslavas. Your wife's going to do something special for you one day. You're going to thank you so much. You're going to mamish show a tremendous thank you. And mamish with tremendous Ava and tremendous Islavas with your entire being calling the Shomel Tahalal. So that's Chanukah and Purim, where we're thanking Hashem calling the Shomel Tahalal. So it's Gematria 425, which defeats all our Oivim, which are not just our physical Oivim, but also our spiritual Oivim. So Bez Hashem is Baruch. Bez Hashem is Baruch, each and every one of us should be Zoiche to continue to utilize this shame, to continue to take this name of Hasach, the name of Tav Chav Hei. And understand that it's not that we have to understand Kabbalistically how to use that name. That's beyond us. That's beyond me, at least. Maybe some of you could understand and could connect. It's beyond me, for sure. I don't even understand what I said half the night tonight, to be honest. I'm just telling it over because I learned it from the Shvili Pinchas, and I think it's incredible how it fits into all the Pesukim. It's just incredible to see. Do I know what I'm talking about when I say Shem Tav Chav Hei? I know it as much as you know it. It's just you see it. It's incredible to see where it just plays itself out in all the situations, and that it's such emes de gutaira. But in the terms of Rashi Teva's Tav Chav Hei is called Neshama Tahalal, that I understand. That's something that each and every one of us have to understand, to elevate every aspect of our life in everything that we do, be serving Hashem, and to be serving Hashem with everything that we have, to show Him that we want to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the slavas, with passion. That's the famous Torah of the Heligus Vazemes. There's no more famous pasuk in the Megillah, right? If you ask what's the most famous pasuk in the Megillah, we're going to be singing it all Purim every tomorrow night. Not tomorrow night. And two nights, Matzah Shabbos Kodesh, we're going to sing like Yehudim Ha'isa Oyer V'Sim Chassas. Every Matzah Shabbos Kodesh, like Yehudim Ha'isa Oyer V'Sim Chassas to be car. Every single Matzah Shabbos Kodesh. And Abdullah. Like Yehudim Ha'isa Oyer V'Sim Chassas to be car. So the Gemara says, the Gemara Megillah says, what's like Yehudim Ha'isa Oyer V'Sim Chassas to be car? Oyer Zu, Tyra. Sasson Zu, Mila. Simcha zu yantiv is a suda, ve'ikar is a tefillin. We learn a lot of halachos from that. That's why you're supposed to learn Torah before the suda. Ayra v'simcha, ayra zu Torah. You're supposed to learn Torah before you sit and eat the suda. That's why you're supposed to wear your tefillin when the Megillah is being read in the morning, because ve'ikar. These are halachos brought down. But the Sfasemis asks, if that's what the pasuk meant, Torah, suda, Mila, Tefillin. So why not say it straight out? That the Jews connected to these mitzvahs. They weren't, and now they connected to these mitzvahs by the end of the Megillah. So Sfasemis says they were doing these mitzvahs the whole time. We don't find anywhere where the Yidden weren't doing the mitzvahs. They didn't stop performing the mitzvahs ever. Even at Suda Zachashverosh, where they spit in God's face going to that Suda, they ate kosher there. The Mayim Lo says they had kosher there. They didn't, letter of the law didn't do anything wrong. It was what the whole place, what the whole thing represented, they should never have been, because it was a celebration of destruction of Beis HaMikdash. Aber what? They were doing the mitzvos, but it was missing the Ayra, the Simcha, Sasim Yikar. It was missing the passion and the excitement. There was no kol neshama to hallel. So Haman comes to rise up. Like who's my sister? They brought back the kol neshama to hallel. They brought back the passion. They brought back the excitement with all the essence, with all that they have. Always, then they defeat Haman. So Bez Shem's Baruch, we should all defeat the Hamans of our lives, the difficulties in our life, the oivim of our lives, through connecting Kakash Baruch Hu in all that we have in all, every moment, by using this shame. If that's not the shame of Kabbalah, the essence of the shame is we're explaining Kol Neshama Ta'alal and Bizoicha the Simcha and Bracha and Yeshua until we're Zoicha to the ultimate Yeshua, not just of Akati Abdei Chashverishanan, but the Yeshua of Mashiach Zadkenu B'mheiru V'yameinu.